Hello, friends. I'm really excited to make this podcast episode today. I've been waiting to make this for a while, but I did want to share. I know I mentioned it in the last one that I have started a Teachers Pay Teachers store. So if you look up Preaching to a Choir on Teachers Pay Teachers, you will find my store. There's not a lot up there yet, but I'm going to slowly work on adding resources and items to it. So the first thing that you'll see when you go to my Teachers Pay Teachers store is that you will see a free download for my Creative and Clever Characters series and bundles of activities. So this free download gives you a very basic sampling of some imaginary characters, think one word images or individually created characters. Gives you a sampling of a couple of different characters with descriptions in Spanish. I'm sorry, those of you that don't teach Spanish, but all of the resources where I have written things or my students have are in Spanish. However, everything that I'm going to be providing to you through my Teachers Pay Teachers store is going to have editable either slides or docs, so you can modify and change things or write them in a different language if you would want to. So for example, if you teach Spanish and French and you wanted to kind of use the same unit, I give you the Spanish. If you wanted to translate it to yourself to French, you could totally do that. And then you would have that for your future use. So it has a couple of different characters in it, the free download, as well as an option for an activity for a sub plan, and kind of gives you a preview of what's in the full sets. So each set on my Teachers Pay Teachers store is listed for $5. My students actually brainstormed this business idea and came up with it, my seventh graders. And so basically they've created 10 to about 15 different characters. So this is an imaginary character with beautiful artwork. Beautiful might be in the eye of the beholder, but they worked really hard to make it as beautiful as they could. Beautiful artwork, as well as a paragraph description in Spanish focusing on high frequency language. So like is, es en esta, likes, wants, has, etc. And it describes the different characters. This would be perfect if you have gotten through Cycle 1, Phase 3 with the Stepping Stones Curricular Framework, or even Cycle 1, Phase 4 and into storytelling, because along with these sets of characters, I have also provided you with 8 printable templates for subplans that you could literally just print out, give the students access to characters in Google Classroom, boom, emergency subplans ready to go. The sample has a very simple example, but you'll see that there are 8 different printable worksheets. And if you have an idea for a printable worksheet for me to add to the set, please let me know. If you download and purchase a bundle, and you will see the information about me, you will see an email address where you can reach out and contact me with any suggestions. And I'm happy to create those and add them to the bundles for you and for anyone else who is interested in purchasing them. So there's 9 different sets of characters. So if you have to use a textbook, we have characters for like objects around the house or school supplies or sports items or food items, clothing, bathroom. And then there's one that my students created that is like a space adventure. It's all different space objects and they're all intertwined in their drawings. So in addition to the set of characters, which you could use as reading workshop texts or whole class reading, you could use them as subplans, you could print them out and put them in a library, you could give them digitally your students to read. In addition to all the characters, you get 8 printable and editable Google Slides subplans. These subplans could be used by teachers of any languages because the directions are all in English. If there's any Spanish on there, it's very little and you'd be able to easily modify it. So it might be worth grabbing a set just to have access to the 8 downloadable and editable subplans, and you could use them with other texts too. And then you also have a whole list of ways that you could use these characters in class as a whole class or as group activities. I linked up podcast episodes with descriptions for some of the activities. I put written descriptions in there, and I gave you PDF versions of all of the files. You get the descriptions on their own, you get the descriptions with pictures, and you get the pictures on their own. So it's super flexible with how you would be able to utilize these. You could put just the picture up and use Picture Talk. You could just put the descriptions up and have students draw their own version of the character. Like, these are so flexible. And I have been using them in my own classroom to teach and to use as subplans when I've had to be gone as well. So you get all of that in the set. Each set is $5. I also have all of them bundled together for $30, so you get all nine, so that's a savings of $15 if you're interested, and it adds up to being over 100 different characters and texts that you could use. It is the same set of sub plans in all nine sets, and again, I will add to them if anyone gives me suggestions or if I think of any. I also put together a unit, up to a 10-day novice level unit plan focused on creating imaginary characters, and I actually taught this unit plan with my fifth graders, and by the end of it, and I was like, this is our last day, we're moving on to the assessment, they actually like verbally went, aw. So if you've got, you know, Spanish level students, exploratory students, upper elementary students, and you could level the language up and make it more intense, but I have a 10-day unit plan on there for $4 as well. So that's what I have available now. Again, I'm working on kind of compiling all these resources I've made over the last few years into cohesive units that can help you out that are affordable. It also helps support me so I can continue to do this work, to make podcast episodes, to kind of pour some of my energy and time into working with other teachers, which I love to do. So Preaching to Acquire is my store on Teachers Pay Teachers, and I can't wait to hear your feedback. Please be gentle with me. It's my first go at creating anything. So if you find any mistakes or anything, again, my contact information is in the information sheet that you download when you get a product, including the free download. Uh-oh, time to go to lunch. So that means I gotta go. But let me know. Look forward to hearing from you. Yay, I can't wait. Thanks for your support.